10 to 8. Conor Brophy's back with business news. You're going to talk to us about gold, but there's some other news first.
There is, Carl. The US investment firm Royalty Pharma has said it's planning to table a formal $7.3 billion bid for the Irish-headquartered pharmaceutical company Elan. Elan's management had dismissed an $11 a share indicative offer from Royalty in February, saying it was highly conditional and did not fairly value the company. Yesterday evening, though, Elan issuing a statement to the stock exchange saying it would, quote, give consideration to any formal proposal by any party for Elan. This new proposed offer, as it is at this point from Royalty, would offer Elan shareholders up to $12 for each unit of stock. Now, as Cathal was mentioning, gold prices slumped by 9% yesterday, the biggest one-day fall in 30 years. Indeed, since peaking in 2011 at over $1,900 an ounce, prices now down over 20% since then. Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets is here to tell us where it's all been going wrong, at least of late, for gold. Paul, gold, the ultimate safe haven asset, we're often told. Why is that not proving to be the case, at least temporarily?
Yeah, morning, Connor. Yeah, one thing to look at is the commodity space in general. There's been some very heavy selling across the board in, say, soft commodities, wheat, corn, all those sort of things.
Also, why are they called soft commodities?
Soft commodities because they're actually soft. but the hard metals also have been coming off quite rapidly. And there is a sense that there's been some sort of a speculative bubble in gold. It has been sold by many people as a safe haven, but of course it is a commodity at the end of the day. So it is prone to fluctuations of buy and sell demand, sort of. And, you know, it has fallen 29%, I believe it is, since the highs of 2011. And, you know, so people are getting a little bit worried. Obviously, the stock market is doing very well. So people are saying to themselves, why am I holding gold if the stock market is doing very well? Now, the gold bugs would say, wow, it could be a good time to buy gold. I would suggest there's going to be more selling in gold as well, as the big hedge funds have to get out of their positions.
And we have seen that seems to be one of the story strands that's taken place over the opening months of this year, when the sentiment on gold, to be fair, even prior to Friday, had been quite negative. We saw, for example, the financier George Soros selling down some of his stake.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I mean, gold really hasn't done in the last year what people perceive that it was going to do to cover people, you know, during the financial crisis. So again, you know, it has had a big run up in the last sort of 12 years or so. So don't forget, you know, we're only coming off the highs. So, you know, I would suggest there could be more on the downside, and people might suggest that's a good time to buy it. But again, the most important thing to think is it is a risk investment. It is not a safe haven of any description. Yes, you could make some money by buying it, but people who are trying to sell it as a safe haven, I believe, are incorrect.
In terms of these buy and sell dynamics, then, one other thing that's been mentioned as potentially a catalyst for the big sell-off that we've just seen is Cyprus. On Thursday, Cyprus indicating it might sell some of its gold reserves as part of the funding towards its own bailout. Is that having an impact, you think?
Well, it had a little bit of an impact. You know, I would suggest it's more the speculation and the hedge funds that have a problem. You know, they're over-leveraged in gold. So, you know, so ETFs, exchange-traded funds, for an example, people are looking for the exit very quickly. One of the old adage.
Can you explain how that all works, Paul? Because I know that's quite confusing for a lot of people. These are investments linked to gold.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So they're funds that are linked to gold. They're called ETFs or exchange traded funds. They're very easy to buy and sell. And of course, it's very easy to hit the sell button if you're getting worried about the price falling. So that tends to people who own ETFs, like big companies, say BlackRock or things like that, they would have to go into the physical market and then sell gold if a lot of people are selling their fund. So that, you know, that translates into very, very heavy selling. So that basically happened yesterday afternoon when gold started falling maybe 4 or 5% during the day. Then the big funds have to come in and actually sell in the physical market to actually hedge their positions. So again, one thing I would suggest is that the commodity space in general, because of China slowing down, is getting sold off. So it's not just gold. So you need to keep an eye on oil, for an example, and you need to keep an eye on copper as well.
And also, of course, we'll be keeping a very close eye on the markets this morning, particularly since what's happened in the US may obviously be having an impact on both European trading and then later when Wall Street opens too. Finally, for now, though, in currency news, the euro trading at $1.30.8 and 85.4 pence sterling this morning.
Thank you very much.